Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Langley, L-A-N-G-L-E-Y. Carol Langley is an 80-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work in a motor vehicle accident on 1-20-22. Period. She reports experiencing loss of consciousness but had no recall of it. Of the accident. She states the airbag deployed and she hit a telephone pole. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her head and neck and went to Inspira emergency room the same day. Period. With this and further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a concussion. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Langley alleges on 1-20-22, she was injured in a motor vehicle accident resulting in injuries to her head and neck. Period. As per the first report of injury, she was driving north on Delcy Drive toward Clayton Avenue. Period. While passing Linden Street, a vehicle entered the roadway from the west. Period. The front driver's side of Ms. Langley's vehicle came in contact with the front passenger side of the other vehicle. Period. This incident occurred while returning from her post. Period. New paragraph, medical records show on 1-20-22, she was seen at Inspira emergency room and underwent CAT scan of her head, cervical spine, thoracic spine, all to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph on 1-27-22, she underwent an MRI of the brain that showed no acute intracranial process. Period. There was volume loss and mild to moderate white matter chronic small vessel ischemic changes. Period. There was very mild pontine microangiopathy. Period. MRI of the cervical spine was also done. Period. It was limited due to motion. Period. There was straightening of the lordosis, common multi-level degenerative discogenic and spondylitic changes. Period. It was oncovertebral hypertrophy and facet arthropathy, resulting in variable multi-level foraminal narrowing. Period. This was most pronounced and moderate on the left at C3-4 and C4-5. Period. In paragraph, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella on 2-2-22. Period. He noted she was a restrained driver of a vehicle, struck on the driver's side and pushed her vehicle into a telephone pole. Period. The airbags were deployed. Period. An ambulance was present at the scene and transported her to the emergency room. Period. While there, she underwent CAT scans and had laboratory work. Period. She then was seen at Inspira Occupational Health, who ordered the aforementioned MRI studies. Period. He noted a history of left total knee arthroplasty by Dr. Catalano on 10-31-17 and right total knee arthroplasty by Dr. Catalano on 1-16-18. Period. History was also remarkable for colon cancer in 2008, for which he underwent surgery, common arthritis, common hypertension, common and shingles. Period. Dr. Disabella diagnosed her with cerebral pain, comma, concussion without loss of consciousness. Period. He thought this was a mild concussion. Period. She was having some cognitive issues and slight balance issues. Period. They discussed her cognitive and physical issues that necessitated proper sleep. Period. She followed up with him on 3/16/22, attending physical therapy with some relief of her discomfort. Period. He monitored her progress through 4/6/22. Period. On that visit, she stated she was feeling a lot better and had completed physical therapy. Period. He opined at that time her exam had returned to normal, and she states that she feels like herself again. Pretty felt she had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged her to regular full duty as of 4/7/22. Period. Physical exam. Had eyes, ears normal, neurologic normal, extremities upper normal, extremities lower. She remained in her pants and shoes, limiting visualization. Period. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. New paragraph. At the conclusion of the evaluation, I coincidentally saw her entering a Kia SUV and driving it away fluidly. Impressions on 1/20/22, Karen Langley was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. After impact with another vehicle, hers was pushed into a telephone pole. Period. Airbags evidently deployed, but she did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. She was seen at the emergency room and underwent CAT scans that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. New paragraph. She apparently was then seen by Occupational Health, who had her undergo MRI studies of the brain and cervical spine that showed similar chronic findings. Period. She also was treated by Dr. Disabella, who had her participate in physical therapy. Period. As of 4/6/22, she felt back to her baseline. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be no neurologic deficits. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either upper extremity. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the head or neck. Period. Ms. Langley's injuries have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic and neurologic perspective. Period. She remains highly functional. Period. End.